Today is Monday, the 8th of July, in the 14th week of Ordinary Time.
To what shall we compare the kingdom of Jesus? Not a seed. It's small, it's sown, it's tended and grown, and it's sturdy in you and me. Its branches never break, and its fruit never withers. His kingdom is not of this world or of any kingdom whose ruler's face is on a penny. He comes to make all things bright and put a new wine in us. He's chosen the small things to outlast the great, the meek and the merciful to shine through the hate. Though it seems some days that hell and its gates are prevailing, oh, say, can you see the kingdom within us? Is the kingdom of Jesus?
John Guerra and Sandra McCracken with The Porter's Gate sing The Kingdom of Jesus.
To what shall we compare the spirit of the hour, if not a sword? It frees us, unites us, enslaves and divides us and violates. Help us, Lord. His kingdom is not of this world or of any kingdom whose ruler's face is on a penny. He comes to make all things bright, put a new wine in us. He's chosen the small things to outlast the great, the meek and the merciful to shine through the hate. Though it seems some days that hell and its gates are prevailing, oh, say, can't you see we have one allegiance? It's to the kingdom of Jesus. He who is in us is great.
Today's reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
While he was saying these things to them, suddenly a leader of the synagogue came in and knelt before him, saying, "My daughter has just died. But come and lay your hand on her, and she will live." And Jesus got up and followed him with his disciples. Then suddenly a woman who had been suffering from hemorrhages for 12 years came up behind him and touched the fringe of his cloak. For she said to herself, "If I only touch his cloak, I will be made well." Jesus turned, and seeing her, he said, "Take heart, daughter. Your faith has made you well." And instantly the woman was made well. When Jesus came to the leader's house and saw the flute players and the crowd making a commotion, he said, "Go away, for the girl is not dead, but sleeping." And they laughed at him. But when the crowd had been put outside, he went in and took her by the hand, and the girl got up. and the report of this spread throughout that district.
The leader of the synagogue says, "But come and lay your hand on her, and my daughter will live." Spend some time with the faith displayed here. Is this something you have in your walk with Jesus? Notice that the woman with the hemorrhage says something similar. "If I only touch his cloak, I will be made well." How does this faith speak to you? Now listen as the story is read to you once more. What really touches you in it?
While he was saying these things to them, suddenly a leader of the synagogue came in and knelt before him, saying, "My daughter has just died. But come and lay your hand on her, and she will live." And Jesus got up and followed him with his disciples. Then suddenly a woman, who had been suffering from hemorrhages for 12 years, came up behind him and touched the fringe of his cloak. For she said to herself, "If I only touch his cloak, I will be made well." Jesus turned, and seeing her, he said, "Take heart, daughter. Your faith has made you well." And instantly the woman was made well. When Jesus came to the leader's house and saw the flute players and the crowd making a commotion, he said, "Go away. For the girl is not dead, but sleeping." And they laughed at him. But when the crowd had been put outside, he went in and took her by the hand. And the girl got up. And the report of this spread throughout that district. Thank you.
Finally, look back over this time of prayer and try to remember what you experienced in the course of it. Can you bring all that together and make a prayer of it? Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
World without end.
Amen.